Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. We thank the Lord for another blessed and marvelous, wonderful day to celebrate Jesus. Most of all, He deserves all the praise and the glory and the honor. He is the one that created us. He is the one, glory to God, that's sustaining us. We thank Him for the Holy Spirit. We thank Him for His word. We thank Him for the promises that He has made. We thank Him for all week long how He has been blessing us with a dynamic, phenomenal just move of God in the midst of the gospel explosion, divine connection, prayer line, how God has blessed and moved so dynamically, glory to God, through the vessels that He has handpicked all week long. It has been marvelous. I give God glory, praise God, for each speaker, each night, praise God, Elder Frankie Dorsey on In Presence Ministry on Monday and Tuesday, Elder Becky, glory to God, out of Columbia, both of them out of Columbia, Wednesday, glory to God, Pastor Diane Griffin, hallelujah, Cornerstone Ministry out of Columbia, Thursday night, Bishop Keith Felton here in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Trinity Christian Center. Friday night, Pastor Barbara Daney of the Harvest Church Ministry, praise the Lord, in Sumter, South Carolina, praise the Lord. And also Saturday night, we had Pastor Carol Alexander, glory to God, out of St. Petersburg, Florida, bless the Lord, and none other than our own tonight, for one of our prayer warriors, Minister Robert Black, Christian Union Full Gospel Outreach in New Haven, praise the Lord, Connecticut. What a magnificent move of God. And I know, glory to God, tonight we are going to be no less than blessed, taking us to the next level too as well. We give God praise and honor, looking forward to a move of God, hallelujah, again tonight for God to speak to our hearts, because truly all the praying and fasting has, glory to God, God has done exceedingly abundantly above, more than I can think or ask. He answered the prayers, praise the Lord, for the people of God's hearts to be transformed. And this is what we do with the word according to our faith. But He has delivered and spread at the table, and all we had to do was eat and take it in and submit in obedience to it. Praise God. He's truly have blessed the body of Christ. God, for revival, for conviction, encouragement, enlightenment, for strength. Praise God, we bless the Lord. It's been such a marvelous, wonderful time. Praise God. And we believe in God. It's going to take us to the new horizon, and we are going to be more anointed to carry out the will of the Lord as we allow Him to do whatever corrections and glory to God in us, as well as we'll be inspired and also getting fortified. And any of those that have been weak and tired and getting burnt out, that word sure has set a fire for enlightenment. So we bless the Lord again for most of all Jesus Christ being our Savior, and how the Lord Jesus has really blessed and moved in our midst this week. And as I said, I'm looking forward to God blessing and moving tonight in the servant of the Most High God. He is a man that loved God and a warrior, and we'll pray. And I thank God, glory to God, for what God is doing in Minister Black's life. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read this, and then we're going to prepare for our scripture reading, and we'll have prayer. Introduction by his sister, praise God, out of Atlanta, Elder Black, and we're going to move right along, give him just time as well to minister in whatever capacity God has him to as well. And it reads, a successful follower of God will trust that God is in charge, obey God's word, walk in faith. Walking in faith takes risk. Jesus is looking for servants who will serve, develop, and serve and a servant. Praise the Lord. Maturity. Praise God. I'm just going to pass on that. Praise the Lord. I want to read something inspiring. Praise the Lord. But He's looking for a servant. And so we are called to be the hands and the feet of Jesus. The Bible tells us to care for the poor, to help the widows and the orphans, and to serve our brothers and sisters in the faith. The Bible says, despite all of us life's uncertainty, Glory to God. His love for you and us is a sure thing. Praise the Lord. To serve and being a servant, that's what he's requiring of us. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask Mother Alexander. We'll bring our scripture tonight, and then after that, we'll have Pastor Sims. Oh, my goodness. Pastor Sims to bring pray. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Our scripture reading is coming from 1 John 3, verse 18 and 19. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. Amen. Thank the Lord for the reading, the word.
Kind and loving, Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight in the humblest manner that we know how, Lord. We want to say thank you, and we want to give you praises and honor. And Father, above all, you deserve our worship. And we come worshiping you, Lord, because you are a great and a mighty God. And we thank you tonight for all that you've given to us this week and how you let us share the word. And some of us have to say you were under conviction. And we ask, Lord God, that this can grow, how we can grow when we hear the word, and the word will make us better. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We just honor you. We lift you up. There's no other God like you, Lord Jesus. And we come right now in the name of Jesus asking you, Father, to please send your anointing afresh upon Brother Black as he come to us in his own way, Father, that we be blessed again as we have all week long by this word, and it will cause us to grow stronger and closer to you, Lord. Father, we do love you and we praise you. We thank you for every good and perfect gift. We thank you for giving Pastor BJ the vision to do this, Lord God, that many people will be blessed. I know I have, and I can't, anybody that heard these messages will be blessed. We thank you, Lord. We ask you right now, Father, that you let Brother Black decrease, Lord God, and you increase, and that the word go forth, that somebody will be encouraged, somebody will be lifted up, somebody will be strengthened, somebody will be saved. Lord, we love you and we praise you, and we just thank you because you're great and you're mighty God. Thank you, Lord God. And Father, we ask these and all other blessings in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. At this time, we bless God as we prepare for the introduction by Elder Taylor Black, Elder Minister Black Sister, and we are thanking the Lord, praise God, as we are looking forward to the man of God to bring forth a mighty word from God. We love him and pray that the Lord just speak through him as he allow God to use him. So at this time, we want you to receive Elder Black, Tila Black. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. If not, just forgive me, but in the meantime, the line is open for you to introduce your brother.
Amen. And yes, my name is Tila. You did pronounce it correctly. Praise the Lord. Grace and peace, everyone. I honor my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I honor everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I bring you greetings from Arise Church of Atlanta under the leadership of Bishop Kent Branch. I'm so elated, actually, to introduce my brother Robert. I prayed for over 30 years that the Lord would save him, and down through the years, I've seen how God saved him, delivered him, and filled him with the Holy Spirit, and I thank God for that. So, you know, those of you that are praying for loved ones or praying for something, just keep praying. I want to encourage you to keep praying, for the scripture said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And at this time, I want to introduce the speaker of the hour, not only my spiritual brother, but my blood brother, excuse me, Robert Laverne Black. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I guess we could close up now. Thank you, Jesus, for the word. Well, Father God, I just thank you, God, Lord, that your anointing, Lord, is on my life, Lord. And this is the season, Lord, to just grow in you, God, and speak your very oracle, God. Oh, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that I decrease as you increase. Lord, send your anointing, for we need you in a time and for a season such as this. We thank you for the word that has already went forth. We thank you that demon spirits has flown before us. We thank you, O God, Lord, that the healing of the body, God, has been constructed, reconstructed. We thank you, Father God, Lord, that every word that cometh forth out of my mouth, God, be not my words, but your words. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, I was just ministering to the Lord, and the Lord gave me a scripture. And I know it says to serve with love, but this is what God has given me. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to set at liberty, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And I said, when I was laying in my bed and I was praying, God gave me that. He just poured it and it burned in my heart. And I lifted my head and I'm saying, okay, that's what I'm going to say. I know it says to serve with love, but God knows what he's doing. And this is what he shared with me and I'm going to share with you. Now, in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1, it talks about the Spirit of God hovering over the face of the earth or the deep. And there was darkness and it was void. And God said, let there be light. And it was light. But he also was talking about the waters, how he separated the waters. He divided the waters. Some went to the heavens and some went on earth. You had the rivers, the oceans, you know what I mean? And streams and ponds and what have you. Earth came. That was the love of God. Every word God speak is from his love because God is love. The Bible says, beloved, 1 John 4, 7 and 8, beloved, let us love one another, for God is love. And everyone that loveth God is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, loveth not God, for God is love, knoweth not God, for God is love. Every word that God spoke out his mouth, it came from love. Love is the root of God because God is the very essence of love. God is love. Love is God. You can't separate. And he prepared a place for us right here on earth. He looked at man. He made man from the dust of the ground. Looked at him. Blew a breath of his love. Our souls, and we became living. We became a living soul, living being. He saw it was good. We were good. He blessed us and said, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth and subdue it. Everything that was in him is now is in us. Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden, was placed Adam and Adam. And then came Eve from the, of course, the rib of Adam. I want to get to this. The very essence of God was living in Adam. And he said, be fruitful. Number one, be fruitful. What's the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, meekness, faithfulness, and self-control. Walk in it. Be fruitful. He said, multiply. God is a God of multiplication. The very essence of God is in us. So therefore, we can multiply. We have the ability. Multiply. Having children, teaching them, training up a child in the way they ought to go. And when they get older, they won't depart from the word. Replenish the earth. Each one teach one. It branches out into a whole family tree, but yet the one specific purpose is so we can be little gods all over this world and subdue it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell in therein, which means we're supposed to be little gods all over the face of the earth. Subduing. We tell people, places, and things what to do. Not people. Places and things what to do. The animals, the birds, we tell them. We subdue them. They don't subdue us. But after the sin in the Garden of Eden, I'm not going to say Adam and Eve was kicked out. They were escorted out. I'm going to use the word escorted out. Excuse me, you have to go. But the love of God was inside Adam. How Adam treated his wife. Matter of fact, Adam treated his wife very much so. There was no sin there. Eden was a place of luxury, a luxurious place. Everything you ever needed. It was a place of abundance. But I thank God for the appointed time. Time went on. And I think about servanthood, serving. When I was younger, you know, you want to do the dishes and you want to help when there's a party going on or a family reunion. You want to cook or something. You want to do it to the best of your ability. You know, because you want to, it's appealing to the eye when you make a beautiful dish. It pleases you to be a blessing to somebody else. Just serving, just waiting on somebody, just seeing, knocking on somebody's door just to say, hi, how are you doing? I just wanted to see, I haven't seen you for a long time. Or call, serving with love, not because it's a duty, or because you have to, or just because they're a family member or something, or old-time friend, but just because you love, just because you wish somebody well. I wasn't even going this way. But since I am, thank you, Holy Ghost, I think about Noah when God told Noah to build the ark. Noah preached for 120 years, it's going to rain. And he was humble. Humble means obedient to the word of God. He was humble and he served God. He served God with love. God said in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 21, if you love me, keep my commandments, obey my commandments. The word of God is his commandments. Not just the Ten Commandments. But the Word of God, in the New Testament, Jesus spoke two commandments. And he said, love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. In fulfilling these two commandments, you have fulfilled all the law. Love is a fruit of the Spirit, and we have to walk in love. We have to look at love, and we have to display what love is actually is, what love actually is. Where did we get love from? And if we got it from the Father, then we can walk in that agape love. If we got love from somewhere else, it will become strife, murmuring, complaining, confusion. I loved you today. I hate you tomorrow. That's earthly love, eros love. I love you because you gave me familial love. I love you because you're my blood. But God said, no, the agape love. I love you whether you're Mexican, Russian. I love you whether I've ever seen you or never seen you. I'm lifting you up in prayer because God wants to save your soul just like he saved my soul. I love you because God first loved me. He died on the cross. One drop of blood. Soon as it hit the ground, there was a space of darkness on the earth for 3 hours. One drop of blood, the power of God, there was an explosion in the grave tombs. People just got up and began to walk. And I know they was praising God because they can't praise nobody else. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? And I just thank God, as I begin to grow up and mature in the Word, going back and forth in the penitentiaries, nevertheless, I always picked the Bible up and I read it. One day I went to jail and God said, and I was mad at God because I thought I'd never go to jail again. And I said, man, I'm not preaching the gospel. I ain't praying. I'm not reading the Word no more. I'm not doing nothing. I got into a cell with a cellmate, and he had some nice books and overseas and architectural books and things like that. And he said, this is a nice almanac. You want to read it? I said, yeah. And soon as I put that book on my pillow to open it up and read it, the Holy Spirit yelled and said, what? You're going to read that instead of the Bible? That thing convicted me. I waited about 15 seconds so I could hand the book back. I said, bro, I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to look at this later on sometime. But thank you so much. I knew that God was talking to me. I knew God had a hand on my life. But nevertheless, I always conducted, well, I pressed into my heart to conduct such a manner whereas I can always treat somebody nice. I can always be polite to somebody because all the things God did for me. And I was always enjoying his word. And I always shared the word in jail. And if I'm sharing the word in jail, then my character got to line up with what I'm sharing. Of course, I'm in jail, so you know I wasn't dotting every I and crossing every T, but I got better and better in living a more, a holier life. I'm being sanctified. I'm being separated. It took me a longer time, and it took a harder way of life for me because I was rebellious. But nevertheless, I kept getting up and I kept moving forward because I wanted the love of God. I was pressing for the love of God. And I wouldn't let nothing stop me until I got what God wanted to give me. Not a devil in hell. And I'm going to continue to press for the mark of the, Philippians chapter 3, I believe, verse 13 says, one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind me, and I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. The Bible says he, after putting his hands to the plow and looking back, is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. I want to serve God. And as I do it, I'm pressing to do it to the best of my ability. Because when I'm unable, that's when the power of God come on me. And then he sees me through. I don't want to be faking. This is a real thing. Heaven and hell is real. But I serve God and I love God because he first loved me. God served from Genesis 1 and 1 all the way to Revelation when he said, "Behold, I come quickly and my reward is with me to give every man according to his deeds." He still came to serve. He's serving that reward. Whether it's good because you did good or whether it's bad because you rejected him as personal Lord and Savior. But this is a process all the days of our life. Every day ain't peaches and cream, but I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked for a season. My worst days with God is better than my best days out there in the world. I'd rather give my life to God now and find out there is no heaven and hell than not give my life to God at all and find out I made my choice. I can't go to heaven because I rejected him. I have to go to hell. So I'd rather give my life now and do good right here on this earth and live a good life according to the scriptures. But I know in my heart there is a heaven and Jesus is coming back. He said in his word, John chapter 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in the Father, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." You know where I go, and you know the way. Doubting Thomas said, we don't know where you're going. And how can we know the way? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." Amen. And I believe 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. God said, the word says, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the beginning." We believe by faith. Amen. See, this three heavens, we see the earth by day. That's the first heaven. We see the heavens in the atmosphere by night, the stars, the moon, and the sun. That's the second heavens. But we see the third heavens by faith. That's where the throne of God is. We can't get to God unless we believe the word of God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We've got to know and believe by faith that Jesus came down, was born of a virgin called Mary. He lived and died on the cross, and on the third day, God raised him from the dead. By faith, this is how we're saved. I want to go back to Moses, Noah preaching 120 years. People just ridiculed him. They never saw rain, but Noah served God and his family. Don't you know his wife was looking at him? What are we going to do, honey? His son's looking at him, but he was a true soldier of God, being obedient to the word of God against all adversity. Everybody's scandalizing his name, but he's looking in his wife and his children's eyes, just hold on. Hold on. Hold on. God is talking to me. God is talking to us. God is doing something afresh that no man knows about. And as we serve God, God will speak to our hearts. As we serve others according will, the purpose, the plan of God, for God's good pleasure, that he'll get the glory out of our lives, that he'll be glorified. Just like the Good Samaritan, when he saw somebody laying on the road, he was going down to Jericho, laying somebody on the road. It was two people that passed him already, a tax collector and a Pharisee. But a Good Samaritan, guy that came around, just loved the Lord, don't even know who that person is, helped that person into a motel, paid the guy's way, and said, I'm going on a trip, and when I come back, if they need anything else, I'll pay for it. Just take care of them till I get back. And God tells us to go out into the highways and byways and compel them. Share the love of God to people. People are hurting. People are broken. People are in need. We don't even know the depth or the capacity in which God wants to use us, because the harvest is ripe and the laborers are few. My God, our attitude determines our altitude. How far, how high do you want to go in the Lord? Did you think it's a fake? Did you? Oh, I read that book before. Those are nice stories in the Bible. Oh, the Bible is a good book. It's a good letter, good work. The Bible says the letter killeth, but the spirit make it alive. Which means there's a mystery in the Bible. The love of God, the redemption plan of God. That's the gospel. We're no longer under the curse. Jesus died on the cross and set us free from the curse of the law. The letter is a letter, a good storybook, but there's a mystery in back of that letter. The reason why the mystery is there, to keep it hidden from the wise and prudent of this world, the Yalers, the scholars, the Harvards that think they know it all, the scientists that don't believe God. Oh, yes, there is a greater power. You can believe in any power you want, but there's no love. None of those powers can heal. No, none of those powers can get you born again, can take cancer out of people, can raise a person from the dead, can give you eternal life, pick you up, turn you around, and set your feet on solid ground. None of those powers can deliver you and get you out of the worst turmoil in your life. But when you call on the name of Jesus, he'll answer. I thought about Jonathan and David, how Jonathan's soul was double-knitted to David. All Jonathan, he saw the love of God in David and knew David would be the next king, because Jonathan's father was disobedient, Saul, and Saul was trying to kill David. But Jonathan loved David, gave him his own armor. Anything you need, anything that I can do, I'm willing to serve. I'm willing to serve. And that's what I had to take on. I have to take on servanthood unto the Lord. Jesus was serving from sunrise to sunset, tired many times. There were so many thousands of people following him everywhere he went, preaching and teaching, healing all manners of sicknesses and diseases. He had to remove himself. He had to remove himself from the crowd and go to the Mount of Olives so he can get some rest and pray and get rejuvenated in the spirit so he can serve some more. Many times in our life, we feel like we're a doormat because we believe the word of God. God tells us to do some things and we do it and get spit on. Get ignored. Thank you, but no thank you. Why did you come over here? I don't want to hear that. Door slam in your face. But if God told you to do something, his word is not going to come back void. It will accomplish whatever he sent it to do. If he say go, go. Go. And you go joyfully. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We have to constantly walk in the Spirit. The Spirit, the characteristics of God is the fruit. Those are some characteristics of God. Walk in the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, love. We have to develop that love now that we've been born again in trees of righteousness. We have to develop those characteristics because when we share the word to win souls, the Bible says he who wins souls is wise. When we share the word to win souls, to tell somebody about the goodness of God, the redemption plan of God, we can't have a sour face, a lemon sour face. They have to see the love in us, the love of God. They have to see the joy of the Lord, which is our strength in us. It's appealing to the eye. But when we share the word of God to others, they bite. They eat off of our trees. The joy, the peace. When we speak the word of God, we're sharing the peace of God, the love of God. And they're receiving it in their hearts. So we have to develop this fruit. Just like when a natural tree, when a fruit tree is planted, for the first couple of years, a fruit tree is not expected to bear fruit. Because now the third year a fruit tree is because it takes an overabundance of minerals and nutrients in the fruit tree for the fruit to begin to manifest. So it comes up from the root and manifests. It can't do anything else. It has to explode. So it brings forth fruit. It has to manifest. So much as the overabundance of the word of God in us, we can't do anything but manifest the word of God coming forth out of our mouth to share it to somebody else. We can't stop it from coming because it's fire burning in our hearts. It's fire shut up in our bones. God said in Jeremiah 5 and 14, because you spoke those words, I will make my words in thy mouth fire. but we got to stay connected to the vine because we are the branches. Amen. I thank God I purpose in my heart to read God's word and apply his word to my life daily. The more I apply it, and it's been years, the more I apply it, the better I am. The more I begin to see in the good side of things instead of the bad. The more I begin to speak the word of God over my circumstances, my health, my finances. I keep speaking them until somebody says, shut up, I'm going to give it to you. I just keep speaking. Like I'm a hard-headed dude. I'm hard-headed enough to keep speaking and keep knocking on that door until that door opens. I want to see for myself. I don't need nobody to tell me about the word of God. I'm going to go and knock on that door myself and see what happens. Oh, you told me to pray? Okay, I'm going to pray all night and see what happens then. I'm going to pray every day until something happens. Keep speaking the word, I'm going to keep speaking the word over my finances every day until I see something. This is what you said, God. I'm going to speak your word. I'm going to call your word back to your remembrance. And let me see if it happens. I got to get radical. I mean business. Because I want to see for myself. I don't want to be doing this every day and nothing don't be happening. I don't want to be no just ordinary Christian. I want things to happen. In order for things to happen, you got to make things happen. Well, you're not going? I'm going. I'll see you later. Bye. You make things happen. In the Lord. Amen. And serving with love. When I go into a place, remember, Jesus, we're representatives of the kingdom of God. We have to conduct ourselves in a mild manner. Be yourself, but remember who you are in Christ Jesus. You're born again. Remember whose you are. You're a citizen of the kingdom of God. Amen. And when we go to a place, as I believe with all my heart, we're not there just for some happenstance. We're there for divine appointments everywhere we go. Somebody needs prayer. I travel to go to computer class, and now when I'm on the van and I'm traveling and the driver is riding me to from one destination to another, I just pray. I pray in tongues over the driver and their family. I do something. I make something happen. I purpose in my heart to pay attention to what I'm doing now. I'm a little better now, but it's getting better. I'm not falling back. I'm going forward. And I just thank God for it. This is not what I was going to say. Absolutely different. I had a plan and everything. I had a song. I had everything. But I just thank God because I'm going to continue since I'm on this road. Thank you, Holy Ghost. What am I serving? I tell you what I'm serving. I'm serving the creator of heaven and earth in the book of Genesis. What am I serving? I'm so glad you asked because I'm serving the lawmaker in the book of Leviticus. What am I serving? Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you asked. I'm serving the man of God who brought us into the promised land where it is flowing with milk and honey in the book of Joshua. I'm serving a God that deserves all the praise and worship in the book of Psalms. I'm serving a God that has all the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and gives it to his people in the book of Proverbs. I'm serving a God that says, prove me, hear what says the Lord of hosts, and see will I not open the window of heaven and pour you out a blessing you have not room enough to receive if you pay your tithes and offerings in the book of Malachi. He came down 42 generations just to say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And then after he finished reading, he said, this day the scripture has been read in your hearing. And he closed the book at 12 years old and began to speak the oracles of God. A fresh revelation which the older generation, the older scholars never knew, because his meat was from the kingdom of God and not out of some scholar's mind, how they try to unfold the mystery of God, but he is the mystery himself. Amen. And I just want to thank God for this night, because to me, it seemed like it took a long time to get where I am today. After the incarceration and running the street and the homelessness and eating at places where I can eat and living at places where I can stay. And I mean, not being obedient to my mother and doing things that were so contrary to every rule and regulation I can ever think of. God still spared my life. I have no bitterness in my heart. I have the love of God in my heart. Became visually and blind, visually impaired 2013, but God turned around and still caused me to write a book, had me write a book. I'm living a blessed life today. I don't regret anything when it comes to things coming my way. Because if I had to do it all again to get where I am today and the love of God is in my heart, I couldn't change anything because I'll lose the love of God. But one thing, I need the love of God. I have to have it because his love catapults me to the next life, life eternal. I just want to thank God. Thank you for allowing me to share. Oh my God, I'm just surprised because this wasn't the message that I wasn't going to say. I mean, you know, but I just thank God how he just changes everything. But I just thank God. It's God's love. It's God's love that does it all. Everything that we do is God's love. Everything we can ever express is God's love when we're focused on him and we're upright before him. You got to share the love of God to people. You can be yourself, and there's healing that comes on your body when you share the love of God, when you speak the scriptures, when you think about the love of God. Dopamines come from your brain and heals. It goes into all 50 trillion of your cells. There's healing in the marrow and the bones when you begin to praise and worship God. Scientifically proven, and it's a spiritual design. I thank you for the time, and I turn it back in your hands, Apostle Hubbard. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. And not our hearts burn, my brother. Praise God, Minister Black. Truly, bless the Lord for this word tonight. And even as God blessed you, as he said, he sent you on another track, but all of it tied in, and it was rich. It was so much to hear. Glory to God, to really for us to check ourselves, encourage, enlighten, and build, and whatever. And even if it needed some glory, I chastisement in it. It was rich, praise God. I'm not going to go into just like every night. We're going to go ahead and take any prayer requests. I'm open the lines so our brother can pray. Praise the Lord. Some might have some prayer requests. We're going to take those at this time, and then afterwards we'll do the remarks. We don't want to do this a sacred time for a prayer at the altar, so we're not going to take the remarks until after to after our brother prays for any requests. Give me a moment.
We have over 20-something on the line, so give me a minute to open the lines. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, another one. Let me check. I got several more to open up. Thank you, Lord, and I give God glory. You continue to strengthen and bless your servant, God, has he? Bless, make yourself available to even pray. I'm not sure, and even Prophet Burgess on this line, too, as well. Praise God. At this time, I think I got everybody open. If you want to make your request known now for a prayer to go forth, anyone has a prayer request, we're going to take a remark after we take all the prayer requests.
All the lines are open, so if anyone desiring prayer, we'll take it now. Bless the Lord. We thank God again for you, my dear. One man of God.
Amen, Pastor BJ. I want a prayer request that God will break this yoke of this pandemic. Pray for our children, our schools, our colleges, the students, the staff. Just pray for those because it looks like there's a lot of people having different sicknesses, and just praying that God will just lift a standard against these attacks against the people and our nations and leaders in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. We had quite a few things you said, but okay then. Praise God. I believe my brother caught most of that.
Father God, we just thank you right now, God. Lord, even as the people go to school and colleges, the staff as well as the students, God, Lord, protect them, watch over them, God, even concerning this pandemic, wherever they may be in their dorms, God, in outings, God, Lord, let them obey the rules, God, right, that you have placed here on this earth, God. But not only that, but let them obey you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them, Lord, cry out to you, Lord. Let them, Lord, inquire in you of what they need to do, Lord, as even to be born again and just saved and healed from these things, God, that comes against them, God, Lord, that keep them protected, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I bind this pandemic, I speak it to shrivel up in the name of Jesus, God. Everywhere the remnant of God is, that it shrivels up and flee in the name of Jesus. And the ones, Lord, that we stand in the gap, Lord, for the ones that are in colleges and schools and the teachers that don't know you as Lord and Savior, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, you watch over them and protect them, God. Lord, I just bless your name and the sicknesses and diseases. Lord, we curse them in the name of Jesus, God. It's a thing of the past, and we speak on it. We stand on it. Lord, you said in 3 John and 2, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. And I speak that over them. I speak that over the nation. I stand in the gap right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else? We're going to go on to remarks if we don't have any more prayer requests. Do we have any more requests?
I have 2 requests. We have a cousin, first cousin in Newark, in Pennsylvania, that called and said that she has COVID. And she works in a nursing home, and I would like to ask her prayer first. And I have another friend who lives up in McCormick, South Carolina. She's 87 years old, and she's a Christian lady. Oh, she's gotten all upset, and she just feel like giving up because of the COVID. It's just working on her. She has children, and they come and see about her, but she says she just feel like everything is just tippy-turvy. She don't know what to do and how to do it. She don't know how to accept the world like it is. And please pray for her. Her name is Daisy. And my cousin, who has the COVID, her name is Gigi.
Father God, we just lift you up right now. We bless your name. We pray for the cousin right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you, Lord, to reverse that curse, Lord. Whatever he could have done, God, wherever he could have been exposed, Lord, I just pray, Father God, Lord, have mercy in the name of Jesus. I speak and ask that you lift
it around,
remove it, God. Let it be reversed in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Lord, let him receive you as Lord and Savior, God. And Lord, let him know that it was only you that did it. God, we just thank you for a constructive, a healing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we speak peace to that 87-year-old lady. We speak peace, be still. Devil, you're the author of confusion. God has not given her a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And we trample over every serpent and scorpion and serpent in the name of Jesus. We speak to you now. Loose your hands from her mind in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, pour your love, Lord, and your confidence, Lord, in her, God. Lord, where she can rest, Lord, at night, God, and think about you in the morning, that she can delight also herself in you once again, God, that she can begin to rejoice and praise you and lift you up, Lord, even in the midst of that, the enemy will flee, God, and she'll be right on track. Oh, God, do a new thing, God, in her life, God. Lord, we speak to it now, Lord. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet this day, this night, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, bless the Lord. If that's the last prayer request, praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and now turn it over to, praise the Lord. I don't know if his pastor is on, and also his sister. We'll give, we want to give space to them now, and then we'll take on the guests for any other prayer requests. And I'm not sure if Pastor Bird is on. Definitely her too with the prophet. Elder Black, Talia?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay.
I just want to say,
giving the giving space for you now to give any remarks if you desire.
Amen. First of all, I praise God, who's the head of my life. And Robert, I'm so proud of you and what God is doing through you and for you. And I say to continue to walk with God. This is just the beginning. There is an anointing on your life to preach the gospel. There is an anointing on your life to prophesy. There is an anointing on your life. And I pray that God will continue to use you. I pray that God will continue to purify you, purify everything that concerns you. Amen. And I also thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to be a part of your program to introduce my brother. It was really a joy to do that. You know, I've been looking for this day for years. I started praying for Robert. I got saved when I was 13. So I started praying for my family then, and it took over 30 years, but God did it, and it is marvelous in my eyes, and I really thank God for that. Robert, I love you dearly. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's beautiful. Amen.
Amen.
Is this pastor there, or anyone from the church? Desire, we want to give space before any of the other prayer warriors have anything, but if not, then we'll just move on. If Pastor Bird is there, we'll have them, and after that, anyone can share.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Black, that was a wonderful word, and I just want to thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you to where he wanted to go, because he wanted to speak to you tonight. Not only did you give an awesome word, but you also gave a testimony in the midst of that. And if I was not saved, after that word, I would be running to God. That was just how powerful that word was. And I just want to thank you for allowing God to use you. Or sometimes we have our own agenda. But what a blessing it is when we can just say, all right, Holy Spirit, have your way. Use me for what you want to. And out of that tonight, I was truly blessed. And I just thank God for you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you too, love you.
Let's keep it moving. Praise God.
Amen. Good afternoon, each and every one. I am Mother Spencer from Brother Black's church. And I tell you, the anointing of the Holy Spirit was with him from the beginning until the end. He have come a long way, and I have so much faith in him that he knows what he's talking about. He study, he show himself approval, and I was truly, truly blessed with what I heard tonight. Just keep on studying, keep on believing God and doing what he say do. And when we finish talking, could you pray for my grandson and my son? They come from the walk that you done been through. They are over it too, but they need God in their life. And I want you to touch and agree with me on their behalf. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Go ahead and pray, Brother Black, before we go to the next person.
Father God, we just give you praise, God, the same thing, Lord, that you did for me, Lord. I speak it into their lives in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, do constructive miracles, God. Do a supernatural just breakthrough into their lives, God. Lord, this heart, the stones, the stony hearts, God, turn it into a heart of flesh, God. We thank you for your gentleness, how you continue to say you love them, you love them, you love them, and one day they're going to receive your love. I thank you for salvation in their life. I see it, and I thank you for a newness of life in their lives, all because they accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. And I thank you, Lord, that they're being filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God give them utterance. God, we give you glory. And God, what a great, great deliverance in the mighty hand you brought them from. And not only that, they will be preaching your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Praise God. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Any of our prayer warriors that want to encourage our brother? Praise the Lord. The line is open now. Bless the Lord.
Yes. Brother Black, we appreciate so much the word that you gave us tonight. You said you started out with St. Luke 4:18, and you said that was one of the scripture that God had given you. Well, it's love is all over that. That's very appropriate. We thank you so much. And you told us, how do you get love? Where do you get love from? We can only get love from God, the agape type love. We appreciate very much. Thank you so much for that anointed word. God bless you, and may you continue to preach many, many more sermons in his name, under his anointing. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Brother Black. I really enjoy you on tonight. I was thinking on some of the stuff like Pastor Sim was saying about where did you get love from? He said you got it from God, and I said, yes, that's where I got love from, because I didn't used to have love. I thought I did, but I had the wrong love.
Well, I thank God that I have the love of Christ. I have the love of God that he has given me, and I thank God for knowing that I could continue to press on. And I thank God for how you said that we have to keep pressing. And how it also used to by faith, this is how we are saved. And so realizing that we know that by faith, that is how we are saved. So I just thank God for the word of God coming through you tonight, because I always enjoy the word as you speak it. And I just ask God to continue to bless you as you continue to grow in his word and continue to grow in his grace. As God continue to use you as the way he is doing right now in these last and evil days. I thank God for you, Brother Black. Praise God.
Thank you. Love you. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise for Brother Black tonight for bringing such a wonderful message. Praise God. And I just thank and praise God also for how God used you and how you allowed God, praise God, to take you in the path he wanted you to. Because people need to realize, praise God, God can use whomsoever he wants to, praise God. And we thank God for how you broke the word down, praise God. Thank and praise God for how you brought excellent examples that demonstrated the love of God, how you spoke about Noah and how long he preached. And I see God love and his mercy and his grace given for mankind during the time of those 120 years while Noah preached, praise God. Noah was preaching the love of God, and people just didn't realize that God was speaking, praise God. You talked about the Good Samaritan. We saw the love of God and how a true servant, praise God, would be like that of the Good Samaritan, praise God. And he would be one who would, praise God, would take, willing to take care of you and pay for what you need, praise God, your needs, hallelujah, and not even look for anything in return, praise God. And that made me think about, well, what is our motive for why we serve, praise God, with love? What is our motive behind why we do what we do in the name of Jesus? I think of, praise God, gave plenty of examples. You talked about David and Saul, praise God, hallelujah. And I said that, I think, the other night, praise God, how wonderful it is that you're willing to serve with love. That's a true test of love, praise God. When you can not even try to retaliate for someone who wants to destroy your life, but you willing to serve them to the point that you're willing to say, touch not God's anointing. You did an awesome job. I thank and praise God for you. I pray that God will continue to bless you, strengthen you all before, and continue an example, praise God, as light and salt in this earth today. God bless you, Brother Black. Great job. Amen.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah, Brother Black. Thank God for you tonight. I just don't know where to start, because mainly the first thing that gets me is when you said you make things happen. And people understand that a child of God, the anointed in you, wherever you are, is going to be peace, is going to be joy. Because of who you are and who is in you. So when you said that, it was all gone, because I know exactly. God love give us the power and the authority to stand even between the enemy line, and it can do nothing because of who you are and the anointed in you. So I thank you. I thank you for how you let the Lord use you to bring that out. Amen.
Yes, thank you so much. I love you, Brother Alan Vada. Yes,
hello?
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord. My name is Elder Sheila Tucker. I'm actually a friend of Elder Tila Black. We've been friends for about 20 years, and she has been telling me all along how she's been praying for her brother. And when she told me he was speaking tonight, I did not want to miss it, because I know some of his journey according to his book. And I just want to thank God. It is amazing. God is always on time. And your message you preached tonight was a reminder, a refresher. If we ever escape from the love of God, your message tonight just reminded us what this walk with God is all about. And I am blessing God because I have family members, too, who I'm trusting God for. But to see and hear how God has really just used you, it is awesome. And I'm blessed to be a part of it or to even see it.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen.
Wow.
I'd like to give a word of praise to my son, Robert Black. We
bless
did
God,
sit.
Mother.
I did watch him waste his youth, the years of his youth, on following the God of degradation, the God of addiction. I am so happy that I am able to see him turn a new leaf and give us this prayer to share. Give us these mighty words from God to share and to enjoy. Robert, I am so proud of you.
Thank
God
you. Love you, Ma.
Praise the Lord. Wonderful.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I have another sister on the prayer line. I would like her to say something. Keonti? I'm sticking her out. I'm throwing her under the bus right now.
That's hey, not Robert. Under the bus. That's just revealing. Praise God. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes. I always used to pray for Robert when he was in the street not doing right, and I'm glad that he has a peace of mind and he's on the right track.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you. That's my boo-boo right there. Praise God. Thank you. I love you, Keith.
Love you, too.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for all the remarks. Bless the Lord. What a pleasure. Praise the Lord to even have you support your brother and come on and how the Lord has blessed. Another call came in. Is that Alicia? Minister Alicia? You got a remark? Maybe she just plugged in and put it on mute. Well, praise God. We had quite a few supporters tonight. Bless the Lord. What if you, your family, and people? Hello? Oh, I thought she started to say something. Is that you, Minister?
I said, praise the Lord. I got to remember to keep my phone next to me and not just walk around with the Bluetooth. I thank and praise God for the word that was given on today. I thank and praise God for you, Brother Black, for just opening up your spirit, man, and just speaking the word and sharing your testimony so that truly would give others the benefit of knowing that, okay, that they can turn around and things can be better. And then, too, that even if you've gone through certain things, just continue to walk in love and knowing that God loves us. So I just appreciate your word on tonight, and I thank God for your family that's on and supporting you. And we just give all honor, glory, the praise to Jesus.
Thank you. Praise God. Love you.
Praise God. Well, my dear brother, praise the Lord, Minister Black. Well, you know, I'm always encouraging you all the time. So many things have been said already. So I just want to tell you I am proud of you. And I thank God, Glory. You know, I get excited all the time when you're a minister or either when you're just praying, the flow of the Lord, how the flow of the anointing with that word and scriptures and whatever, after God just changed the track like a train be on the track and then shift over, they got over to another track. Yeah. It was so smooth and it was such an anointing and with so much power-packed information, knowledge, and wisdom that came forth that to really bless us. And so all the accolades already through the remarks,
Praise the Lord. There's no need to go back over. It was quite a few things because I wrote a few pages myself, but there's no need to go back over. But I want to let you know I appreciate you yielding yourself and availing yourself and studying and seeking the face of the Lord and even the foundation you had, even while you were incarcerated, how God been dealing with you through life and you building blocks to get in that word, and now to be saved and feel the Holy Spirit. You're such an opening. Glory to God, in there is like, wow, wells of living water and like a well of oil just coming up out of you. So just pray you continue to seek the face of the Lord. Stay humble, and no matter how many accolades, glory to God, and encouragement, humility brings on promotion. So just pray that you continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, and let his will be done in you, and continue to strive for his anointing, his will, and submission and obedience to him. That's where the blessing is going to come. You can reach many more. Praise the Lord. We thank God for your mother, your sister, all the ones that came to support. Glory to God, even from upstate, across the country, or however. Thank God for these powerful prayer warriors that come on every night, every week, just about Empower the Black. Ever since he joined us in the last year and a half, he's been faithful. Praise the Lord as well. So we thank God for Mother Alexander, Evangelist, or Mother Willette, Evangelist, Mother McCormick, Evangelist. Glory to God. Thank God for Pastor Prophetess Bird. Thank God for Pastor Burton. Glory to God. She was there from the beginning, but she prayed in the background. We pray for Minister Jenkins. Praise the Lord. And I think I'm missing somebody else. These are regulars that come on of Pastor Burton, not all the time. But we thank the apostle. But we thank God. Glory to God for the ones that are, and oh, a prophet, a Newman, and Evangelist Ely, too, as Burton, Ely, Hubbard Ely, however, praise the Lord, those are whatever, but the other ones are so blessed, have come on periodically, Pastor Sims, that's recently joined us in the last several months, too, as well. We thank God for you all and everyone that came on tonight. We want you to know, glory to God, we pray every first Monday, sorry about that. I know the devil is a lie. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock, all our meetings at 7. And every second and fourth Sunday, we have the breaking of bread, praise the Lord, of the Word of God. Now, to Monday night, because I'm speaking with Pastor Dorsey is part of ministry, too, to encourage him from the very beginning. He's having a women's conference on Monday all the way through, I think it's Friday. And a couple of the prayer warriors, as well as myself, will be on, so we're not going to have our meeting on Monday night. We rarely ever miss, but on this is a special occasion of God do different. We even go through the holidays. Praise the Lord. So that number for if you desire to come on and listen to the message next week, praise the Lord, is 1-516-531-9804. That's In Presence Ministry. It would be 516-531-9804. It's the spirit of women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. In Presence Ministry is a covering. And it's in Columbia, South Carolina, but with various ones from wherever city they're, or state they're going to be from that will be speaking tomorrow. I will be opening it up for her. Pastor Dr. Dorsey, glory to God, is the spearhead this, and she is the host of that ministry. Again, it's 1-516-531-9804. And if you ever desire to join us any night on the prayer night, these women and men speak the word. They don't come on talking about your hair, your toes, or who is your neighbor. They the word of God through prayer. And it's the same number you call tonight, and that's on. You just not omit this Monday night. But in the meantime, we thank God for you. We want to have Brother Black, and normally I don't put the remarks first, but I know, glory to God, I want him to have the last remarks. Then we're going to close and say shalom and good night. Praise the Lord. At this time, receive Brother Black and whatever remarks he has.
Okay. Oh, I would. This is going to be my closing remarks right here, and this is a song that God has blessed me with, and it goes. It's called Genesis to Revelation, and it goes. In 7 days, God rested from work. Now Eden is a place where four crystal rivers flow. Pishon, Gihon, Tigris, Euphrates. They represent the Holy Spirit to go out through the nations. Now Adam and Eve was in the garden, bit the forbidden fruit, and the understanding of sin opened up their eyes. God came down from heaven, Adam, where art thou? Just because you disobeyed, you got to pay the price. Now Noah built an ark of safety at God's instruction. The other people ridiculed and fell into destruction. Oh, here comes a flood that wipes in off the earth. They had a chance to believe, but they didn't believe God's word. Hundreds of hundreds of years passed. Here comes Jesus Christ, born of a Virgin Mary, to give us eternal life. Preach, heal, deliver, set free, rebuked all evil lies. Live, died, rose on the third day to lead us back to God. Now every day live upright before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Creator and ruler of everything. And you can best believe when Jesus comes back and cracks the heavenly sky, you'll be called up to meet him in the air in the twinkling of an eye. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. That was powerful. Bless the Lord. Yes, I admit it, Mother McCormick, of all people. Forgive me, Evangelist McCormick, one that stays faithfully on the line as well. Bless the Lord. If you want to go back and listen to the message from tonight or any other night through the revival, look up on the www.blogtalkradio.com/, you spell divine for the ministry, D as in David, E as in eagle, Z as in victory, I as in igloo, N as in Nancy, E as in eagle, connection, www.blogtalkradio.com/divine connection. And you can listen to the message, miss anything tonight, or go over to God, hear any of the revival messages from earlier tonight. You will truly be blessed. Amen. Bless the Lord. At this time, praise God, we're going to say good night. Be blessed. I pray you have a marvelous week and continued year in glorifying and magnifying the Lord. Let that word go without penetrate your spirit and let him bring about transformation. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. We're going forward, not backwards. We got to be steadfast now in the faith, because now, glory to God, the enemy is pulling out all the guns, and we don't know what else is on the horizon, but we know, glory to God, that our future is in Christ Jesus, and it's hid in him, so we got to trust him. Even though we don't know what the future holds, we know who holds the future, so that's what we put our trust in. Thank God, and remember to serve with love, and remember to check yourself. What are you serving? As it says in Corinth, examine yourself daily. Make sure you're in the faith. To God be the glory. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, love you.
Good night. Love shalom. You. Praise the Lord, my brother. Praise the Lord.
Love you too.
Love you too. Have a good night. Praise God. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and so my needs. He looked beyond every one of our faults and he saw our needs. Have a blessed and wonderful night and week. Praise God. Shalom.
Lisa.
Hello?
Shalom.
Hello. Oh, my God. God is going to do it for George.
Yeah. Who else could do it?
Nobody. None.
Exactly. I remember God told me that you can't do it. I said, Jesus, okay. Well,
now that was a life-delivering message right there.
Right there. I got up off my face, started crying, and started singing.
Right.
That was a deliverance in itself.
Ooh, my God. And look, just think of that. How heavy that burden was for us. That ain't even a grain of sand on the seashore to what Jesus took to the cross.
I know. Isn't that something?
Oh, my God.
Father. Ooh, Jesus. I know that's life.
Lord, Lord, Lord. My God. So, yeah, I know you're calling you to see, you know, what you think. How did he do? Does everybody want to know, somebody give him some? When you walk through the church, you don't know nobody saying that to you after you don't minister.
Well, act like they don't see you.
You go outside, get in your car, go home.
Sunday morning with Teresa.
Right.
Doctor
they went left so quick, everybody like, who? She said she had a good start. Who did bewitch you that you
She did have a good start. When she started talking about her bowels.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's telling you, man. And then
Bishop start talking in the mic. Jesus.
When Alan Milhouse got up there for 2 seconds.
I know. The funny thing is, that's when we were on Belinda's team. Belinda called me. She went in and don't do this and don't do that and don't, you stay in between this and that. I looked at the rest of the folk. I'm like, they didn't do it. Alan told a testimony. Christian, I don't know what she did. She screamed the priest the whole time. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That was funny though. It was.
Telling you.
I tell you, I forgot her topic. Mine was frustration. I forgot her topic it was, but whatever her topic was, Bishop yelled it in the mic. No, no, no. I said, oh, Jesus, that means sit down. You know? Oh, God have mercy.
No, remember Shauna depressed the whole church.
I wasn't there that Wednesday.
Oh, my God. I was in the office, Jenny, and I was working. And all of a sudden, I said, oh, my God, I feel depressed. Then 5 seconds later, Ron Smith came around the corner like, oh, man, I'm depressed. And he said we were passing by the last few to cover the office. Tiffany looked up at him and said, I'm depressed.
Oh my God.
She had, first of all, she went way over her time, and then
Oh my God! Then she had the bulk of her message was on what is wrong, the negative.
Wow.
I was like, oh my.
Say, but when we got in that meeting, that critique meeting, God, it was off the chain. It's like, no, you are off. No, you did this. I was like, oh Jesus, Lord. But it wasn't him. It was everybody too, though. Everybody. In other words, everybody got a chance to critique you. No, you
yeah, because I think Alan got up there and read the whole book of, I forgot where he was coming from, but he read the whole book.
He probably was scared. And
driving. He didn't read about 15 verses. I'm telling you, he didn't read one.
And then a driver, you know, he thought he was the bomb.com. He got to sit.
Yeah, he had to get up there and show everybody what he was working with.
They were like, nah, he was, mm-mm. And the thing is that they did it in front of your face. That's what got me. I was like, oh, Jesus, I'm glad I wasn't up there. You know, they gave Mo your props.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to say she didn't do that. Oh my God!
I wasn't even there at night when she did it.
I said, this is something seasoned. I was like, she going in. It was a good, excellent message. But you know how when a message don't match a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it was. Cause she preached it.
I think Bishop kind of figured it out too. Cause I told you. I don't know if it was the next day or later on that week or something. He was saying that he said something about Monique did a great. She just so it was so mature, and then he got real quiet.
That's him.
I didn't say a word. I said, "Oh, praise God!" You know.
And he know you too, though. He probably said, "No." Oh my goodness!
But I'm telling you, we have had some times we have learned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kelly, we have definitely learned how to.
Hey, if we didn't
protocol and delivery
Wait, Sheila, you took it right out of my mouth because I was going to say if we didn't learn nothing, we learned protocol. Not
yes,
only
ma'am.
As preachers too. We learn protocol whether it's on a prayer line, whether it's in the church house, whether it's out, we learn protocol.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. He wasn't having a wild church. I remember when I got there, I said, okay, so the camera's in the middle of the aisle. Nobody hit it. That's what I said. It's not supposed to be running and shouting and all
that. Yeah, I've seen that happen. Knocked the whole camera on the floor.
Mm-hmm. All them thousands of dollars.
I've seen baptism where people just start jumping into baptism with their clothes on. Out of order.
So out of order. That stuff is not cute. That stuff is so out of order. It shows how unlearned you are and how untaught you are. And it reflects
That's
on your pastor.
Yeah, like I said, we might not have been able to flow in our anointing to full capacity, but we got made up for it on the other end.
Right, but the thing is, I think, you know, he's pulling it together and we'll be a whole person instead of half when it comes to spiritual, you know.
Yeah, a balance of all things.
Person.
Yes, because you know you've seen people who can preach, but they got no protocol. They got don't have pulpit etiquette.
Oh my gosh! Yes, I've seen that. I'm like, go sit down and learn something.
Right.
You know, because that's not cute. Go sit down and learn.
Right. Somebody tell you to get up there and do call to worship. You get up there and preach the message. Who did that?
Oh my
and stay up there. Almost 20 minutes.
That guy with one arm. And Bishop had just told us that the day we had just had our classes, and he said, you know, don't get a, and the funny thing is all the preachers on the front row going, oh my God, sit down.
I was ushering on a wall. You know how you said it's having seating people and stuff. And I stopped and I looked. I said, wait a minute, he's still up there?
And then I think Samantha was sitting next to me. We were like, oh my God, taking too long.
He stayed up there so long. He walked off behind the pulpit and stood on the top of the step like he was actually delivering a message.
I said, oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you, anytime with it, my thing is, if you don't know what to do, less is better.
Yep. And that's the truth.
I think it's Apostle. He passed on, but he told us, he was teaching us the same pulpit etiquette. He said, whatever you has been asked to do in the pulpit, you do that. Don't he said he had to tell his wife. His wife had to be, she had to do something. I don't know if it was a scripture or an introduction, but she got up there and she praised God, praised God, praised God. So much she forgot what she was supposed to do. And he told her, he said, you know what? You did good, but you didn't do what you were asked to do.
Yeah. I got on, you know, the prayer line we just got off. Robert asked me to get on, so I got on, right?
And, uh-huh.
They asked him to pray. And he was, oh, my God. No, when they asked, now, he knew beforehand he would have to pray, right? I think so, whatever. Well, anyhow, he was like, he was him saying all kind of stuff, and then sing a little song and this, and then prayed. Can I tell you, I lit into him. I said, don't do that. I said, when they ask you to pray, that's all you do. You don't sing a song. You don't hymn and ha. You don't say, I have nothing to say. I was like, what in the world? It's like he called me tonight before he was hyped. Oh yeah, nah, nah. I said, Robert. I said, okay, so I need you to get off the phone. Because he was like, I was in the presence of God, and, you know, I'm just excited about tonight. And I said, Robert, okay, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to get off the phone. Don't call nobody else. I said, and you need to go and sit in the presence of God and just wait. He's like, oh, okay. You know, so. He got to pull it. He's so excited. I have to pull his tail all the time. Yeah, nah. I said, Robert, But anyhow, the one thing about him, he listens. He always has. Ever since he was a little boy, he used to listen to me.
Yeah. He's younger than you?
He's a year younger. He's the baby before Keith.
Okay.
He's a year younger than me. Okay. We're stair step.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'm going to go ahead and call him back and talk with him and pray with him.
Yes, over here.
So thanks again for getting on the line.
Yeah, I wanted it because I know, like I said, I know how you've been praying for him for years. But the one thing you never did was give up on him.
Nope. Not at all. None of them. John is the next one. I think church hurt. He was in a good church, and they lied to him and dogged him because he was cutting their grass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's actually how he became a member. He went by. He was cutting the grass across the street from the church, and the pastor's father, which was one of the head elders, he was cutting the grass, and he talked to John, and they figured out how much. John said he would cut their grass, and they did the business and all that. So John was cutting their grass, and, of course, he was doing more than what was required of him. He kept the lawn really nice. And then all of a sudden, he said they stopped paying him. Now, John was coming to church on Sundays, and on Sundays, that's when they pay him.
he was going to church, he was paying his tithes. Anytime you're paying your tithes somewhere, giving money somewhere, that says something.
Why?
They stopped paying him and asking for the key to the gate. Oh, my God, it was this whole big old thing, and the pastor got involved, and they had a conference call. That hurt John's feeling. He stopped going to church there, and now he's talking about this Muslim stuff. I said the devil is a liar. Me and Robert put down some prayer. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
He was doing good. Really? I was like, that's just like the devil. I said, but that's not going to detour. God is going to save him wholly. God's going to save him, you know.
Yes.
But yeah.
He's going to come back with a vengeance on the enemy.
Absolutely. Well, Sheila, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to call Robert.
All right. Keep me abreast on the commentaries.
You know I will. I'll tell you what's up.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.